News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
More fabulous he could not be, Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass taking good care of us. Matt Catrillo's working from home but doing a fabulous job keeping us informed. He's a clackety-clack master, keeping the emails and texts going this morning, so we appreciate his backup and his help and hard work today. On the newsline with us now, Megan Stabley is here. She is the Quality Compliance Director with the organization I'm about to introduce. Good morning, Megan. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
And Amy Klein is here, Marketing and Development Director. Thank you so much for calling in. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
I do appreciate you being on the line this morning. And we're going to talk about the Roads to Freedom Center for Independent Living. You have a what we're calling a disaster relocation and relief program. You could call it a catastrophe relocation and relief program or a pandemic relocation and relief program. But bottom line is the goal is taking care of people with who are elderly or with disabilities that need an extra measure of care and can receive it and can excel and stay out of nursing homes if feasible. Not that nursing homes are the end all for individuals, but I guess the least restrictive setting is ideal for everybody in the world. And this would be true for this organization as well. So whomever wishes to first, Roads to Freedom and Center for Independent Living, set the scene for us. Give us a foundation for our conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Roads to Freedom Center for Independent Living is a not-for-profit organization, and we're located in Lycoming County. We provide services to improve access, inclusion, and independence for people with disabilities in their community. The Centers for Independent Living span across Pennsylvania and throughout the nation. 51% or more of our staff and board are people with disabilities, and we are unique in a unique position to know firsthand the barriers people with disabilities face, thus allowing us to eliminate those issues in a more expedited time frame.
And Roads to Freedom.
As a Center for Independent Living, we provide a variety of quality services. Our core services include advocacy, peer mentoring, independent living, transition services, which are youth and nursing home, and employment. We also provide other services under different state waiver programs that include community integration, case management, behavioral supports, as well as a multitude of other services such as assistive technology. Some of our programs expand over 30 counties in central PA.
Well, yeah, and I would think anybody with any sort of varying ability or disability would already be familiar with the Center for Independent Living. Organization's been around for decades and, boy, probably helped people in the millions across the state. Well, now that there is a pandemic, you've stepped up your game a little bit with a specific program. Tell us about that.
This was in response to COVID-19, and the foundation comes from our nursing home transition program, which we've been doing a really long time. We named it the Disaster Relief and Relocation Program. Still immediately recognized the needs of our consumers. And we used our CARES Act funding to respond to this emergency. The Department of Health numbers really show the impact the virus has on people living in congregate settings, such as nursing homes. This program was developed to mirror our NHG program. We relocate consumers to a hotel or a dormitory while the consumer is on a therapeutic leave from a nursing home. We provide the consumers with everything they need, a live-in caregiver, a case manager, meals, transportation, durable medical equipment, and any other services they would need to have a safe transition to a hotel. If the consumer chooses not to return to the nursing facility, we help them find permanent housing in the community. Contrary to what many people think, there are a lot of people living successfully in a community that have disabilities and or aging. However, during COVID-19, people with disabilities living in the community have had a significantly lower death rate. Nationally, 40% of COVID-19-related deaths come from nursing facilities, compared to a 4% death rate for people that are living in their homes with community support. This is why relocation is so important to us right now. In many nursing homes, there are as many as 4 residents in one room, so it makes social distancing very hard, nearly impossible. And if you look at Pennsylvania, Department of Health has shown that 67% of PA's deaths are from people living in nursing facilities.
All right, thank you. And Amy, how do you find out if maybe an individual or yourself might be ideal for the relocation program?
It's all based on consumer choice. The need is there. If they're feeling unsafe in the nursing facility they're in, they have every right to reach out and make that decision for themselves. I mean, just to give us a call, that's why we're trying to get our name out there, our, you know, our contact information, let people know that this is available.
Megan, you want to elaborate on that?
Typically, with our nursing home transition program, the social workers in the facilities, if a consumer voices that they have a need and they say they want to leave the nursing facility, they can just give us a referral. We evaluate the referral to make sure that we can get all the services in place. We work with the nursing facility to provide a therapeutic leave, which is up to 30 days. In that time, we provide the case management services, work with our community partners. Locally here in Lycoming County, we've worked with hotel owners, different business owners to provide those services, and we use our CARES Act funding to bridge the gap. We also provide personal assistance services and live-in care, so we pay for those services. And then, and hopefully, the consumer feels confident enough that they can transition to the community in permanent housing rather than returning to the nursing facility.
Well, you haven't lived in Lycoming County if you haven't had at least a one-night stay at the Jannetta, and this is part of one of your transitions is to make sure that folks may stay in a hotel for a short time, or a motel, I guess, in some cases, to make sure that you get a smooth transition and you get everything squared away that you want to do. How do people get more information? What's the best way to get the details on this?
You can visit our website, www.cilncp.org. You can call us at 570-327-9070 for more information.
All right, we'll go over those again. Why is it necessary to make sure that there's a diversionary strategy? I think at some point there may be individuals or their families that say, well, this is our only option. But you're here to say, folks, that there are options when nursing or congregate care is being utilized, that there are other options, and there's some funding, especially during the pandemic.
In our state, Pennsylvania, there are waiver programs that provide home-based community services. So these are providers that come into your home. We feel that's a better quality service. It's a lot of one-on-one care in a nursing facility. The state average is 2.7 hours of hands-on care, where if you are living in a home-based community service setting in your home, you have one-on-one care throughout the day and as many hours as are approved through your payer or the waiver service. This program will continue to evolve. SILS have been doing nursing home transition for a very long time, successfully transitioning people out of nursing homes that really need to be there, that don't need to be there long term. We often assume that you must be elderly to live in a nursing home, which is really not the case. Believe it or not, there are many young people with disabilities living in nursing facilities because they were told they don't have any other options, and we're here to show them what their options really are. And we will continue to fight to get the word out about the services that are available to them.
Well, and I use the phrase the least restrictive setting, but I guess maybe a better phrase would be look at the other way, whatever would provide the most freedom, whatever would really take care of any unmet needs that they may have, and your agency's there for that, and then provide the most amount of freedom, that's what you're searching for and working toward with this. Is that part of the mission of the Center for Independent Living, this idea that, I'll go back to that least restrictive setting phrase, that's been your goal since the beginning?
Absolutely. We want to provide resources, options, and disability-related services. That's where Roads to Freedom comes into play. That's our acronym, Resources, Options, and Disability-Related Services. Any one of us can become disabled at any time. It does not discriminate. So we're always here. We've been here a long time, since 1997, and providing options and resources that people don't even know about that they have.
And for most individuals involved in a nursing or congregate care facility, it has been safe and best practices have worked. But, of course, we know in some facilities there have been compromises and it's been problematic. So we know that's there. Is there sort of a comprehensive go-to place for all kinds of information? It may be through your website, through that portal or social media or the phone number. Is there a comprehensive clearinghouse as it relates to all things, congregate care and nursing, that you can connect people with?
Give us a call, reach out. We do information and referral services, so we have specialists here that will, people can call in, ask questions, and we can immediately provide them information about several resources that we can either provide them immediately or provide them the information that they need to work through that process to get services approved that they may need in their home or in the future.
And back to Road to Freedom, how many people have taken advantage of the diversionary strategy?
We have successfully, for our nursing home transition program as a whole, we've transferred 27 consumers into the community. Those that were specific to COVID-19 relief, I believe we're at 3 consumers, but we've had many more reach out as the word gets out there.
Amy, we'll let you do the last word. Give us some additional remark, and please do include that the contact information again.
We can be contacted at 570-327-9070 or our website, which is www.CILNCP.org.
And you're on social media and Twitter. I've seen your tweets, and you and everybody else probably also on Instagram too. So we're aware of that. Okay. So, well, thank you both so much. Stay in touch. We wish you nothing but success in this ongoing funding to keep this program going. Thank you both so much for checking in this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I do appreciate that. Okay. So that was Megan Stabley, and she is the Quality Compliance Director, and Amy Klein's the Marketing Development Coordinator for Roads to Freedom, a specific program within the Center for Independent Living of North Central Pennsylvania, but serving a broad region around here. Center for Independent Living is CILNCP.org.